die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.
Dit is nou sukke tyd and I'm really excited about this. Ek's baie opgewonde, John, because let me tell you, I've got plenty stories of your music and whatever the case might be, but everybody, let's just get it out of the way. Almal wat al by die hoompie gaan eet, let's just say it as it is. We had to go there.
John, you need to understand, we are massive fans, but I'm going to throw him under the bus now. So our technical guy that's busy with our recording and doing the mixing, so he's a fetus. So we were like, okay, this is how we're going to introduce you to John Addison 363.
I've got two problems with this. Yep. One of them is one of the problems. The other one is it makes me very hungry.
I know.
Yeah.
It is waar.
It's a problem.
This song is legendary. It is a legendary song. Wow.
Thank you.
How are you, man?
I'm
awake. Looking great, by the way.
Thank you. It's my hair. And,
yeah. Great shape, man.
I'm awake and I'm in Pretoria and I don't know how I got here. I'm feeling very happy to be here, so thank you for having me.
Tell us, the last, what was it, a decade?
Uh-huh.
That you've not taken a break.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just pursued some other stuff, mm-hmm. maybe mainly solo career.
Mm-hmm.
How's it been for you the past decade before returning? We're going to get to the reforming now.
It's been good, but it's been a bit lonely. And it's nice to be back in a band with mates and playing music together.
I don't think people understand the dynamics of that.
No.
I mean, it is a lot different performing on your own as well, especially performing.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been on a lot of solo stuff in the last 10 years, like you said, and it's great and it's artistically interesting. But there's something about being in a band with other people and sharing a stage with people who are in it with you.
Yeah.
And going somewhere together, taking a song somewhere together as a collective. It's a privilege to be in a band, and it's great, you know.
Help me quickly understand the name 363, right? How did you come up with the name? Because the Irish would say it must be the number three, because they say tree, 63.
There's so many jokes. We have a branch manager turning over a new leaf.
Who's got to go on leave?
Jokes,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom 63.
Yeah, but you have to remember for Afrikaans people, it's 360 free.
Free? Ach nee.
Yeah.
You're right. I would never make that joke.
I'm Afrikaans, I'm allowed
to
make a joke.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the original name was Tree, actually. We went 63 for a long time. Tree is, for me, a great image from the Bible of a picture of God.
Mm.
A strong tree standing by a river, you know, with leaves and branches and deep roots. A place of shelter and security, a source of fruit. A beautiful image of what God can be, right?
Yeah.
So Tree, that was it for a long time. Our second album in 1999 was called 63, after Psalm 63 in the Bible. For a bunch of reasons, that particular psalm was a theme for that album. And if you pick up a CD and it said Tree 63 on the side of the CD, band name, album title, right? We got to America and there was already a band called Tree and they had registered tree.com and they didn't want to let go of their name and the website. And the record company said, you need a new name or alter your name or something. And we thought, no, Tree is our identity. It's so powerful for us. Yeah. And they picked up the CD and said, what about Tree 63 as your band name?
Wow.
And we hated it.
Mm.
And here we are.
Crazy.
Tree 63.
It's unbelievable. But now, tell me about the logo as well. What is the whole, you know, that looks like a spark.
Yes.
What is the whole significance of that?
The lightning of the Lord. No, I'm joking.
I was going to say.
No.
That would have been like, go with that.
I would have just stuck with that, yeah.
Power. I don't know. No, it's that particular logo is quite a new one. And every season, it was nice to have a new logo and a new theme. My brother is actually the designer for Tree 63.
Cool. Okay.
And he came up with this cool idea of the lightning bolt. So it's nothing significant other than just it's something new and some fresh lightning and some fresh power.
Yeah. Now, I thought there was a story behind it because I haven't heard a story of that specifically.
No story yet. But I'm making one up as I speak.
It's going to come. Yeah. I like it. Right. Listen, John, we're going to get to a lot of stories. But for now, you brought your guitar.
Yes.
Oh, please, please. And there's very little people that can jam the guitar like yourself.
Oh,
I'm so looking forward to this.
Very kind of you.
Please, mesmerize us. Take us with a song. Gooi vir ons iets lekker daar.
Iets lekker.
Iets lekker, man.
How about that song you mentioned earlier?
Come on.
The unplugged acoustic version.
Oh, man, come
and
on.
And a slightly lower key in the morning.
Standard practice.
Okay, let's try this.
Here we go. Taking a part of the world. Oh man, what chords are you playing there, by the way?
I have no idea.
That is unbelievable. I love the sound.
Normal people can't do what he does.
I'm very normal.
Yeah, but let me tell you, that those chords are unbelievable.
I'm playing in the key of A and I'm just having a good time.
Does it come from scales, obviously?
No, I have no idea. I've been playing since I was 12, and I love playing, and I just invented ways to make it happen for myself.
Please don't tell me you've never had formal training.
Never had formal training.
What?
No, I just love this instrument.
It is a beautiful instrument. And the sound of this guitar is unbelievable. What guitar is that?
This is a Martin, and it's a Martin sound. Doesn't mess around.
That's a crazy sound. I love that.
Thanks, guys.
Nou ja, net hierna gaan ons voort, bly net waar jy is.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
Don Ellis, 363, with us this morning.
In English.
Ja, en ek praat in Engels. But you had a beautiful Afrikaanse gezegde ding this morning.
Yeah.
It was next level though.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oeh, ek het iets baie Afrikaans gesê.
Ja.
Die
word groote, Afrikaans. Mm.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
Somebody said hello to me and I said... Blaitekenne.
Exactly.
And everyone was like,
that's like next level well-mannered. Not even Afrikaans people are that well-mannered.
Guys, I'm a well-mannered English guy.
You are.
And I said blaitekenne and I thought, what's the problem? Because apparently it's very formal.
That's mooi,
very old-fashioned.
Yeah. Actually, someone does it my chops. Like, I just do that. John, is that...
Yeah, on a scale of Ruben to John, how well-mannered are you?
Listen, let me tell you. So I got so many stories, but one of the my favorite stories of you and where I really well, obviously I knew 363. I worked for a label that distributed Matt Redman, Chris Tomlin, and Passion, all those. And then we saw the DVD,
yes,
of Matt Redman, the Face Down DVD and album, and it's one of my favorites of all time of Matt Redman. And I watched the DVD, and at some point, there was a camera angle, a few camera angles, and there was a guy right at the back with a guitar. And I'm like, do I know that guy? Does he look familiar? You played on this album and this recording.
Yep. That's me. I can hear it.
Yeah.
You are far. Here I am.
You're is that the highest of heights. We are bound. And so let me ask this. How did you become friends with Matt Redman?
In 97, when Tree started, we recorded the first Tree album early that year, and then I went to England to do a 2-year working visa, which is what people did then before working on... They work on yachts now. Yeah. But in those days, they used to go...
I did it right? Exactly the same thing, yeah.
And Matt was still leading worship in his church in St. Andrew's, Chorleywood, up north, sort of west of London.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, he'd come to South Africa for the first time, and he met our drummer. And our drummer was very, hey, here's our CD. And one of those guys. So Matt heard of me before I heard of him. Well, no, I knew of him. But anyway. So finally, I went to go and be at a part of his church one Saturday afternoon, and I met him. And he said, oh, you're the guy from this Tree band from Durban. I said, and we got talking. He liked my guitar playing, and he asked me early on the next year to record, to play on some of his songs, which I was so...
That is insane.
I couldn't believe it because I was already such a big fan of his writing and his playing. Mm. So I got to go to Brighton and play on songs like Heart of Worship and Let Everything That Has Breath. It was an intimacy album from 1999. And then we became friends, and that year in Soul Survivor I got to play live with him, be in his band. And it's developed a friendship over the years. So in 2003...
Okay.
I think it was when Face Down was happening.
It was more or less that time.
I'd come back to South Africa for Christmas, and he phones me and he goes, "Can you be in Atlanta next week for rehearsals for Face Down and then be on the album?" I said, "Yeah," but it was blazing summer in Durban, Christmas time, January, whatever it was, And then next minute, I'm in a freezing hotel room in Atlanta going, how did this happen? So we got to spend 2 weeks rehearsing, coming up with the right parts, and then recording that face down in front of a live audience.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an unforgettable moment.
Mm.
Very, very special.
And tell us about this, this song.
Yes. When I'm found yes. In the this will be your name.
What a beautiful version of this song.
Thank you. So Matt released this song the year before we did it.
Yeah.
And it was on one of his albums that he thought, and it was just a song that was on the album. He doesn't think much about it. He wrote it with his wife, and he didn't think too much about the song. He was focusing on another song he thought was the big one. This was a sidetrack.
Mm.
Our record label at the time said, we'd like you to record it. And we weren't too happy about it because I'm a songwriter, and I'm focusing on what God's saying through me, you know, and as a lyricist. And, but because it was Matt's song, it meant something because it was a friend. It wasn't just some arbitrary song, you know. So we did this version and added it onto the Answer to the Question album. We recorded it. Literally, my family was in the plane about to take off for South Africa, and I'm in the studio finishing this.
Yeah.
And today, it's one of the most quintessential songs, I think, around the world.
It's crazy, and it just took on a life of its own. This is the end of 03, start of 04. Suddenly the song comes out, and the album comes out, and it became this huge thing. I'm so glad for Matt as a songwriter, because it meant so much to him that a song of his goes so far.
Yeah. I want to get to this quickly, and I'm sure you've had this discussion plenty of times, but there's this whole thing about a specific line in the song, you give and take away.
Yes! Can I tell you about what I think about that?
Please give me your rundown, because I mean, I've heard so many theological experts saying, and there's even churches.
There's a very easy way to talk about this.
Okay.
It's in the Bible.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Let me just explain this quickly. There's many churches that says the line you give and take away, the take away part is incorrect theologically.
Yes, we heard that from Americans the whole time we were playing in America.
Crazy.
I don't think there's a certain kind of evangelical theology that doesn't like the idea of God being someone who takes away. And that's a theological issue you must have with a discussion you must have over coffee with your pastor.
Yeah.
And hopefully your pastor can help you figure it out.
Yeah.
But if it's in the Bible, and you want to argue with it, maybe it's between you and God.
Exactly. No, exactly. John, please do us another one. Please. Would you mind doing us
one? I don't know, guys.
One more. Have you got one more?
Can you afford? Because I charge by the person.
Yeah. It's too late now, John.
Oh, okay.
There's a collection bin outside of the door.
Okay,
if you
want to
hear more, John.
Here's another Groot 363 Treffer.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
Are you ready?
Treffer, yes, please.
Treffer, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Stumbling Stone from the same album as Treasure.
Mm.
I'll just play you the first verse and you can tell me if you remember. How's it go?
It goes like...
Yes, I got it. Wait. In my heart there is a stone, a little mountain of my own.
Beautiful, man.
Oh.
Yes, like... Yeah.
Yellows, you guys are fans.
Thank you. I had to listen to the songs. No, I'm kidding. I
want
to listen to the songs. All right, John Ellis, we'll be back right after this.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
I'm actually quite surprised. Oh, am I really?
This feedback line.
Feedback on the WhatsApp line. People just saying that you are driving them crazy. About the good tears this morning. Good tears, not bad tears.
Wow, really?
I promise you.
Wow.
There's a lot of people asking, what is that song called that just played now, that you played live, and so on. So it's unbelievable. And I think
that's great.
I'm so glad. I'm so happy. When I received the news, the press release, that you guys are coming, well, 363 is forming again, I was so happy to hear that. But now, here's the thing. Is it the same members?
No,
and
there's a good reason. Daryl, the drummer, has been living in Canada for the last 15 years with his wife. Daniel, the bass player, is living in Nashville.
Yeah.
And although we got together in 2015 for a reunion, we did an album called Land together. Mm. It's too difficult logistically to get everyone together again.
I can imagine, yeah.
So they both gave me their blessing to start the band up again with a new chapter.
That is so cool. So tell us about Angus and Dion.
Yes. Angus is a Cape Townian drummer who's played with Arno Carstens and Art Matthews and a whole bunch of great people. He's lots of experience.
Right.
And his friend Dion is the bass player for Majorzy.
Oh,
so there's good. Lots of experience with okay. the guys. Mm. And it came time to finding new people, and this is how it happened. And we've been rehearsing and playing together for the last year and a half. And it's really lovely. It sounds great. I'm very excited.
One question that I do have is, how did you move from Durban to Cape Town? Why? Why? The warm waters, the hot waters.
I know. Like, don't remind me.
Why? John.
I'm sorry.
He has no excuse. This is what I'm hearing. He has no excuse.
There is a reason. There's actually two reasons. My children are down there studying.
Right. Okay.
There's a lot more people who do what I do there, music and poetry and academia, and there's lots of writers, and it's just it's a more artistic community. And unfortunately, the people who really listen to live music mostly seem to live in Cape Town or Pretoria.
But that's interesting. With in terms of the Durban thing, is like we last couple of years we've had incredible artists coming from Durban, but it's not a hub.
Not anymore.
That constantly
30 years ago,
out.
Yeah, 30 years ago there were tons of bands, and in fact, in the early 80s, the Golden Mile in Durban was apparently the best place in the country to play for big bands. They'd all go to Durban for December and play in that Golden Mile.
Wow.
There was a band in every restaurant along the mile, and musicians loved it. But it's just not that way anymore for lots of reasons.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, most creative people need to go where creativity breeds itself, and it's Cape Town is where it's really happening.
Yes. So the last question before we get to the new songs and the plans and the tours and the shows and so on, what can we expect from 363 now? Like, have you been writing?
Yes.
What's the plan going forward now?
New material. There's a new album coming. There's new singles. There's new songs. It's a great time to be a 363 fan.
Man, it's exciting.
You're going to be happy.
But what are you writing about now?
Well, it's a very good question. No one's ever asked me, and I haven't got a snappy answer for you. But the thing is, the thing with the 363 songs from the past, I was saying earlier, they still feel like new songs because the subject matter is eternal.
Can I just add on to that quickly? I had a look just before. I don't want to throw you off. No. I want to get back to what you wanted to say. But I had a look this morning on your YouTube channel, the old songs.
Yeah.
There was people listening and commenting this morning.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
and
great.
That's exactly, just to add on to what you said now.
Look, as a writer, you really, it's wonderful if your songs are remembered. But the subject matter of the lyrics of 363 songs never gets old. The style maybe, if I'd written very pop songs 20 years ago, the style changes. I mean, Backstreet Boys sounds like it's from the 90s. Mm. But with Tree, it's built on drums, bass, and guitar. The primary colors of rock and roll. It doesn't really go out of date, right?
Mm.
It still sounds fresh. The songs, the lyrics are still about things that are real and important right now. So there's a chance that 363's music can transcend decades and generations and all those things.
But I've got to say with that as well, and especially now when you explained who you are making up the new band.
Yes.
Because you can, and I can tell you this now, from a radio perspective, you can release any 363 song now in 2025, and it would still sound like it was made for radio.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
That's great to know. Thank you.
And if you think about, like I said, how you're putting the band together now, those guys know exactly what works.
Yes.
And the irony is you've got a band member from Majorzy. You've got Arthur Matthews, Arno Carsten's band members.
Yeah.
Those guys know instinctively how 363 is supposed to sound.
My thing also is, if it's a good song and it's played, recorded with a lot of passion, that's going to translate on the air. So when it comes to radio songs, you're going to always have that sense of passion coming through your music if you do it carefully. And that's the plan with 363.
But John, let me ask you this quickly. Writing with Daryl and Daniel, how involved were they in the writing process?
Not really. I'm more of a solo guy.
Right.
So I write on my own and present songs to the band.
Okay,
like, good. One of my heroes is Neil Finn from Crowded House.
Yes.
He's somebody who writes his own songs and then the band flesh it out in the studio. Okay. Or Tom Petty, one of those guys.
Yeah. Yes.
U2 is more of a collective, which I love. Sting is more of a solo guy. I'm more that guy.
So in other words, what we're saying is the sound is very much going to be similar to what they sounded previously?
Yeah, but there's ways to make it sound 2025.
Yes.
And that's also important. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Net hierna gaan ons verder gesels by Net Voice.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
Josie, far away. 847. John Ellis, 363 with us. Let me tell you, I'm so excited to see the new shows and stuff that you're going to come up with. What is new? What can people expect if they go to a 363 show now? Is there anything new, different? What's going to happen on stage?
Well, for starters, two new faces.
Yeah.
What we're doing right now is reintroducing people to what Tree stood for, what Tree sounded like. So it's phase one.
Okay.
So if you come to a concert of Tree 63s like you will tonight.
Yes.
Or Friday night.
Yes.
Or Saturday night.
Yes. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Which is why I'm here in Gauteng. You will see just Tree 63 playing the songs you know and the songs you love and the songs you haven't heard live for a very long time.
Mm.
Which is, and also, have you guys noticed there's not a lot of bands left? There's lots of great yes. solo artists and they're awesome doing awesome things, but there's not a lot of opportunities to see a rock band doing its thing.
Mm.
It's still a unique thing to watch three people up on stage making a sound together. So almost like the idea of a band is like a new concept.
You know? That's crazy. Why? How did we get to that? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's crazy. Just before we let you play us one more song, if you don't mind.
Yes.
John, please, man.
Yes.
You've lived in the US for a while. You've been overseas. So what would your advice be for people considering to go to the U.S. now?
Mm.
Is it something they should consider or should they stay?
Guys, there's not even a chance you're going to get in because there's a new president who's making it very interesting for people who are not Americans to be in America. So that's first step. Second of all, the music industry is not as easy to navigate as it used to be. It was never easy, but it's far less obvious now because the record companies have disappeared.
Mm.
Now,
yes.
you don't have to be really in America to do it.
Mm.
You can, I think one of the, I suppose, the liberation things of the, liberating things of the internet is that you can do it from your house. You don't have to be in a geographical location to achieve anything. It helps if you are there, but you have to be super driven, super ambitious, super focused. It's a big mountain to climb. There's a lot you can do from home.
Mm.
There's a lot you can do with a camera and your computer and making music on your own and at home and marketing yourself.
Mm.
So those skills are now in the hands of people that didn't exist before. So there's pros and cons about the way the music industry is right now, but it's a massively expensive undertaking and there's no guarantee that you're going to get anything.
Yeah.
So I would suggest perfect what you do where you are.
Beautiful.
Get better at what you do, be at the best you can be where you are. Don't think that there's a magic place somewhere else in the world.
Where beautiful.
I love that. Perfect what you do where you are.
Beautiful. Right. Yeah.
That's my plan.
But you'll also know when to go.
Yeah.
When it's needed.
When God opens the door, you go through it.
Exactly.
And knocking on it is the problem. If you think that's the door, there might be another one. So just be alert, be aware, do what you do, and trust God.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to make that my ringtone. So John... are you planning on touring the whole country now? Any international plans for now?
No. There's obviously, when I announced to Tree 63 to be back, there was lots of interest from overseas.
Yeah.
But no, nothing yet concrete.
Okay.
What we're doing in South Africa is just playing as many opportunities as we can around the country. And
great.
And really reminding people what Tree 63 used to be and what it can be.
Right. Exciting times. Now, one more song.
Yes. But first, can I tell you one thing?
Yes, please.
We're playing live tonight.
Yes.
In Gauteng.
Yes.
For the first time in years.
Whereabouts?
Emperor's Barnyard.
Okay.
Tonight.
Right.
There are still tickets available on Barnyard's website.
Okay.
Yep.
Friday night here in Pretoria at the Menlyn Barnyard.
There we go.
Which is amazing.
So if you're a 363 fan, all the info will be on your social media as well.
Yes. Please follow us. 363 Insta and Facebook and all that.
There we go. Check it out. One more song, but now I don't know how far I can push.
Oh, here it comes.
Like, are we going to do something new now? Are we going to go to another old song? Well, I say old song, a current song.
We're going to do a song from 2007.
Okay.
Because the new ones are not finished.
Right.
And I can't remember the lyrics.
Beautiful.
It's radio. You could have had notes, John.
I love your honesty, man. All right. Let's do one more song. What are we going to do now?
Here's a song that was written about South Africa in 2005-06. All these years later, I still mean these lyrics, which means I'm still somebody with hope for our beautiful country.
Wow.
Here's the verse and the chorus. Are you ready?
Let's take it.
I believe a change is gonna come.
Oh, wow.
That yesterday is over
I do, yeah. I do, yeah. Clouds have silver. All right.
Come Amen. On.
Yes, man. Man, I love that.
Amen.
Yeah, man. Listen, go follow 363. Go check out the shows. It'll be great to see you guys back on stage again and having a blast. We're really excited for you guys. Keep us posted.
We're excited too, and we're so glad that Groot FM is keeping us alive on the air in this part of the world. Thank you for all your support over the years, guys, and for being such a great fan, brother and sister.
No, man. Love you.
The spike in your streams over the next couple of weeks is 100% going to be our listeners.
Then I can afford school fees.
Yeah.
Do it for gentlemen. John's children. Come on.
John Ellis, 363. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
All right. Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.